What up, Mike? I got a little fun game for you, okay?
All right.
So obviously, you know, we talk about the transfer portal in Florida State a lot. Mm-hmm. Keon Coleman being obviously
one of the best receivers in the country.
Absolutely.
And Johnny Bell. Wilson balling against the Gators, which we'll talk about soon.
Oh, yeah. Fentrell Cypress. Oh, love him.
He was okay.
Yeah. Braden Fisk, another great one. Yada, yada. We could go on and on about the guys that we've brought in that are good. I wanted to talk to you about some of the guys that went out last year and see if you've heard anything or are you surprised by their production or lack thereof. You down for that?
All right.
So first off, we have Travis J.
Colorado, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he sucks.
He is one tackle on the entire season.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Not great. Actually, it was two assists, so not even one solo tackle. Yeah, not great. How about Micah Pittman? I respected him at Florida State.
I think he got hurt this year.
I think he did too. He only has 3 receptions for 20 yards on the season. It only shows 2 games. He played against Florida and he played against Baylor. So, I mean, hate that he got hurt. It seems like he's active again now, but that could just be because the season is at the end. Hate to see that. Omarion Cooper, cornerback. He went to Colorado as well. 32 solo tackles, 5 pass deflections. Not bad. I mean, I never really never cared about him. He played better there than he did at Florida State, so good for him. Trayshawn Ward. He actually had a good season.
He actually just hit the transfer portal.
He did. I was just, dang. I thought I was going to surprise you with that. Of course, you saw that before I did. 124 carries for 643 yards. More carries, less yards. And 2 less touchdowns than he did last year. But I guess he is looking for greener pastures again as well. And last one is Amari Gaynor, who went to North Carolina.
Remember when I don't know why I remember him the most. I remember during a podcast, I don't know what it was, but I said his name about his Twitter name, and I said Amari Ferrari. I don't know why I said that, and you're like, you mean Amari Gaynor? I'm like, oh yeah, I read his Twitter handle, and that's where I just said Amari Ferrari. I don't. That's the only memory I really have of Amari Gaynor.
Yeah, well, he played 4 seasons at Florida State and is a grad transfer, I guess, is what he went for. I mean, he played a little better than his 2022 campaign, but still not better than his other years. But I don't know. I just thought that was a little fun thing to start things off, just to kind of look to see, yeah, Florida State made the right decision on bringing some guys in and made some right decisions on letting some guys walk.
Now, who did they bring in, Keith?
Oh, we already said those names.
No, not all of them.
Okay, go ahead. Keon Coleman, mentioned him.
Braden Fisk.
Yeah, I mentioned him. Jaheim Bell, I mentioned him.
No, I must have zoned out for a second. I was too busy zoning in on the players we lost because they all sucked.
Kyle Morlock has been all right, honestly.
He stepped in for a game, but that's about it. But
he came in from shorter, so, I mean, that's an upgrade for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, welcome to episode 102.
102.
102. Of Dimes on Duval, presented by Nerdy Nuts. He is Mike Yazji. I am Keith Manzi. Set to bring you every bit of the action of Florida State. I had to think about that for a second.
I was going
to
say, what was the pause there for?
Florida State. We're going to talk Jags Texans, and we are going to talk a little magic at the end. And first and foremost, happy belated Thanksgiving.
I know, same to you, man.
How was your trip?
It was good. I was up in Michigan for a week, and it was nice. It was cold weather, like talking high was like 38, I'm pretty sure. It was good. We just really just relaxed at the house. We did a few errands here and there, but that's about it. It was nice, just a relaxing week, because I know we've got a chaotic 2024 coming up next year. So it was nice. What'd you do this? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Went, hung out with the mom on Wednesday, so that way Scott could be there because he had to travel for JU basketball. But went to Elisa's house on Thursday, which was Thanksgiving Day, and had a Filipino Thanksgiving. So I had 2 Thanksgivings. Missed out on a Friendsgiving on Saturday because I actually got sick. still getting over it right now. So if you hear it in my voice or if I start coughing, I apologize. That is just me getting over. I don't even know what it
there's
was.
There's something.
A
there's
stuff
a
he knows.
Flu or something going around. Because I know a lot of people this weekend got sick over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But then again, that's expected with holidays because people come into town.
True. And the weather here has been fluctuating so much too. It's hard to stay on the positive end.
I left Jacksonville last week and it was in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I come back, it's in the 60s. I'm like, what the? And it's gonna be in the 30s this week. Apparently, like I saw, it's gonna be in the high 30s, low 40s this week. So
I can dig that. The only downside to it is when I go to the gym in the morning, I don't want to wear long sleeves just to walk inside the gym because that means I have to go find a locker and I hate using the lockers. But other than that, I'm totally fine with the cold weather. Yeah, 36 is the low on Wednesday. Whew. I think that's my day off, so I should be good. Excuse me. See, there we go. Let's get right into it. Florida State, Florida.
Hey, Keith, quick question.
Yeah.
Do you think the Gators should reserve a lane in a bowling alley since that's the only time they're going to go bowling?
Aha, got them. Man, I tweeted out the blank white t-shirt like they used to always do for us and said, you know, the official University of Florida bowl game shirt. I only got like one like on it, but it's okay. It just made me feel good.
I didn't even see the tweet because Twitter algorithm is so trash. Or I'm sorry, X's algorithm.
Well, I actually tweeted or X'd the other day that I finally have X. My phone reset and it downloaded X for me. So I don't have Twitter anymore. I miss the bird logo so much.
Oh, wow. I just see the just released UF's bull shirt for the season. That's funny. That's funny. I just liked it for you.
Thank you. Yeah. 5-7 is the Gators' final record. They lose 5 straight to end of the season.
You know what's hilarious to me?
Hit me.
The Gators' win total was 5.5 wins. Yeah. My brother sucks, Kevin. He placed a bet before the season that they would go over 5.5 wins. For the last month and a half, it was stuck at 5 wins, and they could not get the 6. And I don't feel any pity for Gator fans.
No, none at all. I mean, you're going to go out there and make a statement win, beat Tennessee, riding high, beat Charlotte the next week. You're 3-1, and you finish the season 5-7. That is pitiful.
Yeah. Well,
Georgia, we expected. Arkansas, we said could have flopped, but
that was the game that they should have had.
Yeah. LSU, heck no. Missouri, no. And Florida State, no. Arkansas was their really hope, and they lose by 3. The first time Arkansas has ever won in the Swamp. Just a, I don't know, kind of a cherry on top of a bad season for the Gators. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Who cares? Fuck the Gators. Y'all suck. Overrated ass program. And by the way, I'm convinced. I just have a gut feeling. Napier's really on the hot seat going into next year. His seat is scorching. And if they don't make a bowl next year, he is out. And it's going to be just ever-ending cycle of just mediocrity for the Gators, and I absolutely love it.
I'm totally fine with it too. They do, I believe Mertz is able to come back next year. Like he still has another year.
Yep, he's a redshirt junior, redshirt senior, but I think COVID may have added another year. I can't keep up. I don't know what players have eligibility or who has eligibility.
All good.
So.
Max Brown, we'll get to him in just a moment, but he showed some flashes of what he can be.
There was one throw.
The baseball one that they kept saying.
The baseball one where he threw it ahead of the tight end, I think it was, on the sideline. Okay, that was a nice throw.
That was a dime. He's going to be in competition, I think, for the starting job next year. And then you bring in DJ Lagway, 5-star quarterback, number 2 in his position, number 4 in the state of Texas.
I low-key hope he transfers. Or not transfers, flips before National Signing Day. If he flips, Napier's gone.
I was looking at his recruiting profile. I don't even think he visited anywhere else. I think he's just been set on Florida this whole time. He's been committed since 2022.
Which is crazy because he's a Texas area quarterback. So, I don't know. It's interesting.
Well, I mean, would you want to go to Texas A&M right now? Texas or Baylor?
Texas, no, because they have Arch Manning. Texas A&M, man.
You don't even know who the coach is.
Yeah, they just hired someone.
Oh, okay. Well, they just hired Duke's coach.
I think Mike Elko is a very good coach. I
agree, but like, He's still not the – you don't know what kind of style of offense he runs.
Look, I think Mike Elko's going to be a very good coach at Texas A&M, so that's another problem for the Gators. So, I don't know. Enough about the Gators. Fuck them. Let's talk about the Noles. Were you worried at any point in the game?
Worried isn't the right word. More so just – I was almost – if we didn't start the third quarter off strong – I was just probably going to just sit there like a slug for the rest of the night.
I had no doubt. I truly believed the Noles were going to get this out of their ass. Granted, the first 20 minutes of the game was one of the worst 20 minutes of I've ever seen from Florida State. And we've seen some dark days.
Mm-hmm.
Tate looked like shit.
Well, they weren't really giving him anything to do.
I know. And that's the thing. It's like we had long fields, or we were backed up in our own end zone.
Yeah.
We had a safety scored on us.
That fucking safety pissed me off.
They brought off all-out blitz. We couldn't do anything.
No, I know. It just pissed me off.
The defense has been just impressive week after week after week.
Oh, yeah. I will have those numbers at the end of this conversation because you know me. I like my numbers. I'm just going to pull it up now so I don't forget them. But keep going.
I think the best thing for the Noles was that Trey Benson finally looked like he broke out.
I tweeted before the game saying the key to the game will be Benson getting started early. He did not get started early.
Dude, that run.
But when he got started.
That run at the first quarter when he was just like running in circles, I'm like, bro, just go down.
Oh, that one killed me. My goodness.
But Trey Benson, I trust him. He's going to be a very good player in the NFL, hopefully barring any injuries. I'm excited to see him play in this upcoming week against Louisville and then hopefully in the college football playoff.
Which, speaking of that, we'll get to Louisville in just a second. But, yeah, 24-15 your final score. We only allowed 3 points in the second half. So let me go to my numbers here real quick, Mike.
Shoot.
First off, with Trey Benson, keeping on up with him, he had 3 rushing TDs, ties his career high. Do you remember the last time he scored 3 rushing TDs?
I want to say against Southern Miss.
Let's think about the team we just played. He did it last year in 2022
against the Gators? Florida.
Yep, in Doak.
Oh, so he didn't do it this year.
He may have done it again this year, but that's just what this graphic says. Patrick Payton tied his career high with 2 sacks for the second time this season.
The defensive line made some money this weekend.
Yep. Fisk split a pair of sacks as well. And Fisk. Jared Verse.
Okay. Fisk, and I don't remember if I said this on the podcast when we first got the transfer portal, but man, that addition of Braden Fisk is the second best transfer pickup this season behind Keon Coleman, of course. But man, Braden Fisk balled out last night. I'm sorry, Saturday night.
Yeah, I wish. I'm still thinking about it like it was yesterday. Verse, though, career high, 2.5 sacks, and had a season high 3 tackles for loss. That one, who was it? Was it Verse? Yeah, it was Verse coming off the right side, pushes the left tackle into the quarterback and gets the sack.
I'm telling you, Jared Verse just dominated the offensive line.
He did.
I want to talk about this defense real quick. Unless you have more stats, go ahead.
This is actually about the defense, so I'll segue into you. Third longest active streak in the country, not allowing 30 points. They allowed 3 points after halftime, which I mentioned. They've allowed just 4.8 points per game after halftime this season. 4.8.
I was about to say, the points given up in the second half this year, and just in the second half, 7 points against LSU, that was garbage time because obviously that last quarter touchdown, whatever. 10 against Southern Miss, garbage time. 19 against Boston College. To be fair, 7 points was on a fumble return for touchdown.
Sure.
So really 12 points. 7 against Clemson, 7 against Virginia Tech, and that was the kickoff return, the opening kickoff for the second half. 0 against Syracuse, 0 against Duke, 9 against Wake Forest, 0 against Pitt, 10 against Miami, 0 against North Alabama, and 3 against UF. 58 second half points given up by the defense through 12 games. That is disgusting. So
second half team, man.
we really are. It's crazy to me. Now, we just can't continue use that as an excuse because, man, we have to start fast on one of these games. And I still don't think Florida State's played their complete game.
No, they still haven't. And
granted, I don't think we will because we lost our quarterback. But still, you never know with Tate. Tate could – it. Okay, people were trashing Tate at first. But I'm like, guys, he just had 5 days to – I'm sorry, just talking about Mike Norvell. 5 days to implement a game plan that Tate Rodemaker is comfortable with.
Yeah.
Against the Gators. Now he has an extra 5-6 days. Then if we luckily win against Florida – I'm sorry, against Louisville – we will have a month, well, 3 weeks, but to prepare for the playoff opponent. So I think Mike Norvell has got something going. And hopefully, Tate made some big boy throws.
He did.
There was the throw to Ja'Kai Douglas. Oh, my God, that was a thing of beauty.
That was very, very nice. Yeah, I have to give Tate more props. I've been hard on him, but I think he can lead us to victory against Louisville, and that's the next topic here. So 10-2 Louisville. Loses to Kentucky, rivalry game. Do you blame it on rivalry? I don't know, but their run defense looked bad. And I think that goes to the point of where we need Trey Benson to get off to a great start and start the game early. If we pounce on him early, I don't think we lose that game. I'm not that confident in, I don't know his first name, Plummer. What's Plummer's
Jack
first name?
Plummer.
Jack Plummer. I just think of... Yeah, Jack Plummer, Jake Plummer.
Tomato, tomato. And they're not related, so it's funny. But yeah, Florida State is the favorite against Louisville, as they should be. Louisville's schedule is a complete joke going into the game. They have played no one. They avoided Notre Dame. They avoided Clemson. They avoided Florida State. Keith, read off their schedule while we're
looking. They played Notre Dame.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They did beat Notre Dame. I apologize.
So you're going down the list here. These are all wins here. Georgia Tech, Murray State, Indiana, Boston College, NC State, Notre Dame. They won the Notre Dame game 33-20.
Yeah, they kind of destroyed Notre Dame.
They lost at Pitt.
Yeah, that's a damn bad loss.
That's one of those like, huh, what happened? So, don't know what happened. Don't really care to look. They beat Duke 23-0. Was that?
That was after the Riley Leonard.
Yeah, okay.
That was when they played us, and they decided to play Riley Leonard against Florida State for some reason.
Yeah.
They should have played him against Louisville, but that's not our problem.
Beat Virginia Tech, Virginia, Miami, and then lose to Kentucky.
Yeah, so they haven't had a good season. I mean, they've had a good season, don't get me wrong. They've not had a good schedule.
Honestly, though, I'd rather be playing Louisville right now than NC State.
NC State is the kryptonite to Florida State.
Yeah.
But another thing is I'm glad we're not playing NC State is because the ACC championship is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
True.
So it's
true.
A not too far of a road trip from where did they play? Raleigh. So just a quick side note. Florida State going into the Gator game, we're at a 60% chance to reach the college football playoff. And this is going to segue into something else. I have a rant. After beating the Gators, they are at 72%. So right now...
That sounds like a good number, right?
They're currently at 72% to make the playoff.
Okay.
Now, I am so sick of Gator fans, Hurricane fans, the national media, thinking that Florida State will not make the playoff if they beat Louisville. Through the 10 years of the college football playoff, you guys can research it, prove me wrong. There has not been a undefeated... Power 5 conference champion that has been left out of the college football playoff. The fact is, if Florida State wins on Saturday, they 109,000, I don't even know what the number is. They should be locked into a playoff spot. Everyone's freaking out like, okay, what if Alabama beats Georgia, if Oregon beats Washington, and Texas beats Oklahoma State? And obviously Michigan and Florida State win their games. Who gets left out? First off, Georgia's not going to lose to Alabama. I don't see that happening. But if it does, if that scenario I just said where Alabama, Michigan, Texas, Bama. No, let me repeat all that. Michigan, Florida State, Alabama, Oregon, Texas. If those teams are the top five.
Mm-hmm.
Florida State should be in along with Michigan, and then I think Alabama will be left out.
Yeah.
You cannot put a one-loss Alabama over Texas because Texas beat Alabama. So I'm just telling you right now, If Florida State wins on Saturday, they are in the playoff. I will take anyone that wants to that listens to this episode from when are we posting this?
Tomorrow.
From Tuesday to Saturday kickoff. If you listen to this podcast, I will bet whatever you want. If Florida State wins, they are in the playoff.
You can't not, yeah. I'm looking at the history of the playoff. So from 2014 on, there has not been an undefeated Power 5 team to not make it. So you are
the
correct.
The only one that I already can just see it, people arguing about, UCF. UCF wasn't a Power 5 team. They were 12-0.
No, they weren't.
So
12-0 2 years in a row.
Yeah, which is actually impressive, but still.
Yeah.
But an undefeated Power 5 conference champion will not get – well, will get in. Like, okay, everyone's freaking about Cincinnati in 2020, I believe it was.
2021-22.
Yeah. No, 2020-2021. They went undefeated, but didn't make it.
Oh, didn't make it. Oh, yeah, okay.
But that was also COVID season. No one, yeah, that one, whatever.
Yeah. They made it the next year, and
I'm going to make my prediction on the playoff right now, since this is the last stop. This is probably, this will be the last podcast before the playoff is announced.
Yeah,
because they announced it Sunday afternoon.
Are they doing the playoff rankings tonight?
They're doing the playoff rankings tomorrow, but then they play on Saturday. And then the final one, the actual announcement, will be on Sunday, like the final four. My final four prediction, in order, Georgia 1. This is the final four next Sunday.
Yep.
1, Georgia. 2, Michigan. 3, Florida State. 4, Oregon. And then it'll be Florida State versus Michigan and Oregon versus Georgia. And I can see Florida State and Oregon flipping, which is whatever. But I think those are the final four teams after this weekend.
We saw it earlier in the season. Is there any scenario with those four teams you mentioned, Michigan, do they have a conference? Yeah, Iowa.
They play Iowa.
They blow out Iowa, and UGA squeaks by Alabama.
Georgia will be number one. Yeah. I'd be shocked if Georgia's not number one. I'd be shocked. Because the two playoff games are in New Orleans and in the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, which will be very interesting because if Georgia goes to number two,
mm-hmm.
they will be playing in Pasadena. I think that's how it works. I don't know how they determine who gets the – I know what they used to do. The number one seed gets to pick the location where they want to play in.
Oh, really?
I think. I don't know why I remember that distinctly because – everyone was so pissed off with the 2014 season when Florida State lost to Oregon. Florida State was undefeated, and they were saying we should have been number one. We would have picked the state in, not in Pasadena in 2014 when we lost to Oregon. I think it was the Rose Bowl. Or no, it was the – I forgot what bowl was in 2014 when we lost. But
Cotton and the Peach Bowls were brought into – no, keep going.
So I could be wrong on that, but the two are Pasadena and the Sugar Bowl in – New Orleans, and then obviously the national championships in Houston. So
it's a 3-year cycle with the following pairings: Rose and Sugar, Orange and Cotton, Fiesta and Peach.
So this year it's Rose and Sugar. So that back then it was Rose and Sugar, mm-hmm. because I think if Florida State was the one seed that year, they would be in the Sugar Bowl. Yeah. Because I'm almost positive that's what it was.
National championship is played a week later at a separately determined neutral site. Which, have they said that already?
What, the national championship? It's in Houston.
Oh, it's in Houston? Yeah. You said that, my bad.
Yeah. So I'm telling you right now, Florida State, if they win, they're in. If they lose, they're obviously out. So
I'm with you.
I think Florida State wins on Saturday, and we're going to go back to the playoff, something that Florida has not done.
Ever.
Yeah. So
haven't been to a bowl against or
they haven't been to a playoff
2017.
Game. No, they made a bowl.
Or, they haven't won a bowl game, I think, since 2017.
Yeah, I don't know about that. What if they've won, but I don't care about Florida that much. So So I am marking, if anyone, like I said, wants to take me on a bet, you know my Twitter handle, X handle, which sounds so weird.
Shut up, Twitter handle.
@Mike_YazG94. If Florida State wins on Saturday, they will be making the college football playoff. Whether fans like it or not, they're in. They deserve to be in. I don't care what anyone says. Sure, they lost Jordan Travis. But man, you never know. Tate Rodemaker could pull a Cardale Jones in 2016, whatever it was. What year was it? 2014. It was the first year.
Yeah.
First year of the playoff, ironically. So the first year and the last year. Let's hope for a backup quarterback to win the national championship.
I don't even know how I would react. If
I would talk immense amount of shit that if Florida State won,
I think I'd like request like multiple days off of work just so I could just
go. I would go to Tallahassee. Yeah, I would.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't even want to hype myself up. Just
which, when is
that.
The national championship, by the way? What's the day?
It's what, the week after Thanksgiving?
Well, or, no.
Thanksgiving. New Year's.
I want to make sure it's not interfering with our Magic game on a Monday.
Oh, don't even say that. College football.
Because we might have to not go to that game. Obviously, it depends on Florida State, but.
Monday, January 8th. All right,
we're good.
I think we're good. I think.
We're January 11th. I thought.
No, we're December 11th. Is our
shit.
One game. I got it right here. January 9th.
Oh my God, that could be a busy 3 days for us.
Hoo-wee. Oh boy. Anyway.
And I think, by the way, that's also the day after the Jags versus the Titans, week 18. So that's going to be a fun 3 days if we make the national championship.
That's going to be a hell of a weekend.
That's a great episode waiting for us on Tuesday night, Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, well, we've talked a lot of Florida State. We've talked a lot of college football. Let's transition into the NFL here. So Jaguars have won 5 straight.
Yes.
God, I'm getting them confused with the Magic because the Magic can't lose either. 8-3 beat the Houston Texans thanks to.
No, we've not won 5 straight. We lost to the Niners.
Oh, well, that's right. We lost to the Niners. See, I'm getting them confused with the Magic now. Well, anyway, Amendola.
We won 5 straight road games. We've actually won 8 straight road games.
That's what it is.
Going back to last year.
Current best in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken.
We are undefeated on the road, so probably. Yeah.
Matt Amendola misses 2 field goals in the game, the second one being a 58-yard doink off of the crossbar. Dude has never hit a 50-yard field goal in his life and hits the crossbar from 58. Is that like adrenaline or something, you know?
Okay, so that kick
scared me. Elisa has a video of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not good. I said it was going in.
I was in the airplane coming back home. I literally went on YouTube TV. I obviously was in Michigan. They didn't have the game. I checked where the local setting or local cable was, whatever, so I could maybe watch on my phone, whatever. Nope. I purchased Sunday ticket. And honestly, it's actually going to work out for me because we have three. We had that game. I was out of town. I'm going to be out of town in a few weeks. And I'm going to miss some games on. So I'm like, you know what? Whatever.
Yeah.
And honestly, I paid it. It's so worth it just for that game. I got to watch the whole game on my laptop. Watched it on the flight, connected to the Delta Wi-Fi, and when I tell you, I was freaking. I was literally sitting in my flight. I was sitting in my chair. I'm like, oh, shit. And then I was like, yes. I don't want to shout on an airplane, so.
Yeah, you got to do the muted. My dad was the master of that.
Yeah.
Just be really quiet, but just still like, I have an emotion about this game.
Yeah, no, that kick, when I thought he kicked it, I'm like, oh, shit, he's going to make it. But then, doink, I'm like, where's the ball? I didn't even see the ball, by the way. Did you see the ball bounce on the ground?
I just saw it bounce in the air, and they cut the camera away. Yeah.
I never saw it hit the ground, but then I saw the ref do the no good. I'm like, oh, my God.
It's all I needed to see. What a fortunate bounce it took. But my goodness, I was – hey, hats off. Houston played a great game. The referees played a terrible game. What else is new? I don't know. I feel like all of my tweets have to do with bad referees. They were piss poor. They started off horrible with the missing holding call on the interception by Trevor, which...
That
was so egregious. I don't know how you missed that.
I tweeted only one time during the game because I was obviously waiting for my flight to...
Board,
yes. And who the hell is this? Oh, I didn't realize he followed me. NFL officiating is trash. No defensive holding there, really. One repost and 7 likes. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's... Yeah. I don't get it. Luckily, the Jaguars came back with a big boy response drive right after that.
Yes, they did.
So, Trevor looked damn good, man. That one throw, he looked good.
Two throws. Wait, which one throw are you talking about?
The pick.
The pick. Okay, I'm not counting. I'm not counting that because that was a fine throw if he wasn't being held. He threw two passes to Farrell that should have been caught. Because they were bad throws. Are you talking about
the one in the end zone?
One in the end zone, and he had one over the middle as well.
The end zone one, he threw. If he just throws it immediately, that's a touchdown. But I don't know if you heard Matt Ryan talk about it on the broadcast.
I did, yeah.
He said, like, he is a split second late.
Yep.
I think that'll get better over time. He'll learn to, like, just get rid of it.
It will. Those two were the only – because I was honing in on that because, you know, there are a ton of Trevor haters out there. And Matt Ryan was – slobbing on Stroud's knob.
To be fair, he has been very good.
He has been very good. Yes,
he's been playing better than Trevor. I can't deny that.
No, he had. I agree. I just don't want to hear it as a Jags fan. Well, you know. No, so I agree. It's just like.
And to be fair, this also now shuts up national media. Tell me how CJ Stroud's the best quarterback in the division. Kiss my ass. Trevor still runs this division. I don't care what anyone says. The Jaguars now own a tiebreaker over the Colts. Have a head-to-head, so they're split against the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll butt-fuck the Titans week 18, yeah. Barring any situation where we need to rest our starters. But
yeah. I'm excited. Yeah,
This is going to be a good rivalry, though. I hate it, but it's going to be good.
Agreed. CJ Stroud to Tank Dell, man.
Tank Dell's a beast.
He caught that pass, by the way.
Which one?
The one on the sideline where they said it was an incomplete.
I don't think he did.
I saw a picture of it. Both feet are inbounds.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll show you after. I'll show you after the show. He's literally holding the ball in his hands and both feet are on the right. It's a picture, but they don't have access to that because that's not a part of instant replays. It's video.
You saw like some photographer post it.
Yeah,
show it to me. Yeah, I'll see.
I'll show it to you later. But dang man, stupid coils on this thing. Anyway, Tank Dell is really good. CJ Stroud is really good. It is going to be a rivalry from here on out. Trevor Lawrence said it best. No, I want the rest of the division to suck. Why would I want them to be good?
Look at
Tom Brady, man.
I mean, all Jags fans really don't want the division. They want to run the division for years. Well,
any team's fan want to run the division. Again, I say it again. Tom Brady, he talked about the mediocrity in the league this year. Dude, you played against butthead quarterbacks in your division for years.
He played against Blake Bortles. Come on now.
I'm talking about in his division.
Oh, well, but
they were terrible. Every team in his division was terrible.
Blake Bortles still sucks, though.
No, he doesn't. He's a great guy. Anyway.
Oh, great guy, yes, but terrible quarterback. Just like Tim Tebow.
So, 8-3.
Oh.
God, man, just the random shot of Tim Tebow.
No, hang on. Can we talk about how kind of cringe that was that ESPN showed Tim Tebow and talked to him in the first or second quarter?
Yeah,
interviewed him. And I'm like, okay, I get he's in the College Football Hall of Fame now, but like, you don't need to spend 5 minutes talking to the dude. Save as a pregame segment. Don't do it during the game. And then also, right after that, they talked to Graham Mertz.
Which Graham Mertz, I thought, was very nice.
Yeah,
I like that.
He texted Jordan, fine. But where's the interview with Jordan Travis? Go up there and talk to the guy.
Yeah.
Like, be at least fair. It clearly seemed to me that they were wanting the Gators to win. Because it's fucking hilarious. Because the committee and everyone in the... I'm so sick of it. May God help me. Calm down, buddy. If Florida State wins the national championship. Oh, my God. I'm about to pull up some receipts on people.
Anyway, back to the Jaguars, which is what we were talking about.
Yeah, I went on a side tangent.
Bengals, Browns, win, Ravens, loss. Bucks, Panthers, Titans. How many losses?
Okay, say them again.
Bengals,
mm-hmm.
Browns, Ravens, Bucks, Panthers, Titans. And I say two.
I say three at most, yeah.
Three at most, yeah.
There's a potential where we only lose one.
You don't lose to the Panthers because you can't.
They just fired
terrible.
Their head coach, which, by the way, holy shit. That is embarrassing.
Yeah. Urban Meyer lasted longer than him. But that
I actually don't think
how
so.
Bad. Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought they fired him around the same time.
No, he had a couple more games. But that just proves how bad we are and kept him for so long. Oh, now I get a Luxor code. Okay, finally. Jesus. Sorry, I got Amazon packages today. So, you don't lose to the Panthers just because they're a dumpster fire. You don't lose to the Bucks.
You shouldn't, but yeah. It is a road game, but we're very good on the road, so.
Agreed. Bucks stink.
Bengals
I
stink.
I say you don't lose to the Bengals either.
Right now,
they got a
no.
backup quarterback.
They lost Burrow, which yep. sucks because I was actually looking forward to the Monday night game.
Agreed.
But now it's like, I don't care for this game anymore. I think Jaguars should take care of business on Monday night.
Agreed.
If we lose to that game, panic alarm. Because, man, you're at home. It's a night game. It's under the lights. And, like...
Yeah, the lights are on. You got to
show
out. We've done it before.
Front of your fans.
You have to.
You have to. especially against a backup quarterback. Josh Allen should feast.
Yeah, agreed.
So,
and then the Titans, you should beat the Titans because we've already beat them once. So, and it is a road game, so that's
game,
why I say
I'm obviously kind of. It's a toss up for me. Are the Browns, which granted they may be on their third string quarterback by then, who knows?
God, yeah,
and the Ravens, who
have Lamar Jackson.
I got tickets to that game just like yesterday, and my God, is it already expensive?
Whoo! I can only.
But
imagine.
It's gonna. It could potentially be for the AFC number one seed at that moment in time. It could very well be that way. Because we lost the tiebreaker to Kansas City already. Baltimore doesn't play Kansas City, but we play Baltimore. So if we win, I believe we would be number one because Baltimore right now is 9-3. They haven't had their bye week yet, I don't believe.
Pulling up real quick. Baltimore is 9-3. Yeah. They're 5-1 on the road.
Yeah. Well, we're undefeated on the road, so suck on that, Baltimore.
I'm just saying they're coming here. So they have to have had their bye because they got 12. Well, actually, no, their bye is coming up. 27. Yeah, their bye is this weekend.
Yeah, so they're off this week, so they'll have a little bit of a rest between. Granted, that game against the Chargers was ugly Sunday night.
It was. 20-10 is the final on that one. Their losses are to the Browns, which we still have to play, the Steelers, LOL, and the Colts.
Well, the Browns were because of Deshaun Watson bawling the hell out before we find out he actually tore it. His rotator cuff or whatever it was.
It's just insane. But, yeah.
I don't know what he tore. He tore something in his shoulder.
Something bad. But, yeah. I mean, they come off the... So, they come off the bye. They play the Rams. Should be an easy win. And then they come to us. So, it's going to be an interesting stretch here, man. We could finish with 5 losses, 4 losses. You'd hope that's the case. But
I still have a feeling the Jaguars could end up with the best record in the NFL. There's a shot. There is a very good shot.
Well, that's where I want to transition.
Okay.
To the Orlando Magic.
How do you transition to the Magic?
Transitioning to the Magic. Do you remember the Magic of last year and many years before? Where they would win a big game, you'd get hyped, and then they'd go out and lose to a crappy team like the Wizards or something like that.
Or the Hornets, yeah.
Yeah, or the Hornets. The Magic, so far this year, have not done that.
They have not.
12-5. They have gone on a tear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row. They in that stretch, they beat the Bulls twice on the road.
Well, to be fair, we own the Bulls.
We do, absolutely. Like, and thanks one of those games, for Wendell and
one Franz. Of those games is the playoff. I'm sorry, why do you keep
the play-in tournament?
In-season tournament.
You have the Raptors, which seem to always have our number.
Another tournament game.
Beat the Nuggets, defending champs. The Celtics, the best team in the East.
I believe that was a tournament game, too.
It was a tournament game as well. And then, you know, usually we'd have a letdown, and we didn't. We beat the Nuggets after a back-to-back, on the second game of a back-to-back.
Yes, we beat the Nuggets, but they didn't have Jamal Murray, so I do give that an asterisk, but I am proud of the team for winning.
But they still have Nikola Jokic,
who's
the best player in the NBA.
Who's better than 90% of the roster.
We didn't have our starting point guard or our starting center.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You can make an excuse for that one, but it's okay because we beat Nikola Jokic.
But you can make an excuse for every single one of these games that we did not have our starting point guard or our starting center in any of these games.
I'm just saying. The realist in me with the Magic.
Yeah, okay, well, you could say Kristaps Porzingis got hurt in the first half. You could say LaMelo Ball got hurt in the first half.
Well, to be fair, the Hornets are trash anyways.
Agreed, but again, we don't have our starting point guard or our starting center playing, so we're starting a rookie in Anthony Black and someone no one's ever heard of in Goga Bitadze as center, which I'm saying it now, if we are the sixth seed or better, I am buying a Goga jersey.
How about this? If we're a 4 seed or better?
No, 6 seed or better.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay.
That's what I said. 6 seed or bust. That's
right.
The season.
Well, right now we're number 2 seed in the East, baby.
Yeah. And again, it's very early, but this team has shown resilience. They got.
What were the Magic known for last year and even this year?
Defense.
Oh, no. I'm talking about like. Okay. Maybe that's not the best way of wording it. What did I say to you before about the Magic?
What did you say to me?
That was blow fourth quarter leads.
Oh, yeah.
Like Which this year they have.
Yeah.
But they've also rebounded from them, and they've prevented those collapses.
Yeah. I mean, we were there at the Bucks game, and we watched them give it up a little bit, but never. It was a bend-don't-break situation. They still won 112-97.
Yeah.
But
I mean, right now we're the number two fucking seed in the East. Granted, yeah. It is how many games we played? 17 games through an 82-game season. We still have a long way to go.
Agreed. But if you can keep this going and keep the positive energy, this team loves each other.
Pull up the standings real quick.
Pulling up the standings, NBA standings.
Like, right now, I don't see the Magic getting, like, I see the Bucks. I'm sorry, the Celtics at number one, the Bucks at number three, the
Sixers at four, Pacers.
Pacers are actually doing pretty well. Five, Heat, fuck the Heat.
But if you look at it, the drop-off is after the 76ers. I mean, yeah, you're 9-6. You're only 60% win percentage. 10-7 Heat, 9-7 Knicks.
Yeah, but I think they're
Cleveland
okay.
will rebound.
For example, they're better than Washington, Detroit, Chicago, Charlotte, Toronto, Brooklyn, Atlanta. Cleveland, I think they're...
We're better than
on.
New York.
I don't know what's going on with Cleveland, but New York, yeah, we're better than these teams. I think they're a good team. Now, will they win the championship? Probably not. But, man, this is good progress for a young-ass team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, look at the other side, too. Oklahoma City, 11-5. They trusted the process. They let their guys develop. They're young, and they're playing well. Look at even the T-Wolves, 12-4. My goodness, they're the best team in the Western Conference right now. It's crazy. Golden State is 8-9. LA, 10-7. Wembanyama, everybody's, you know, hyping them up. They're freaking 3-14. Not great, but.
Well, to be fair, no one expected the Spurs to be very good.
No. Scoot Henderson might be one of the worst picks as of right now. He's been assigned to the G League.
Really?
Yeah. Really? For conditioning, is what they said. But you look at the Pistons, 2-14. Oh, who was the other team I wanted to say? Houston, 8-6. They're playing pretty good basketball. Detroit sucks. I was talking to your our buddy Mitch Ganim the other day. Big Detroit guy. And Pistons have not gone through the rebuild correctly. The Magic did it right. Obviously, you can make the argument we had assets to give away, but that's a part of the rebuild anyway. We sold them at the right time when they were high. We sold Vooch at his highest possible value, in my opinion, get back a starting center, Franz Wagner, a pick that turns into Franz Wagner, and Jed Howard. You trade Aaron Gordon for Gary Harris, who's been lights out from three this year, which is the only player
he's
on the
a good
team.
Role player.
Yeah. You trade Evan Fournier for a couple of seconds.
You trade
whatever.
Evan Fournier for a bag of chips, and you're happy.
You trade Evan Fournier for a ham sandwich, and you're winning.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it worked out because Evan Fournier is just riding the bench in New York where he should have been in Orlando, but due to the lack of talent, we needed him to play.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing that we have done for so long. We get attached to some of these players that aren't very good, but when our hearts, like for me, Mario Hezonja, they play good minutes, which means that their stats are elevated, but they're really not that good. Kyle O'Quinn, not very good. Ken Birch left us to go to Toronto, I believe. Haven't heard his name in a couple years. A lot of these guys leave Orlando for greener pastures. Mo Bamba, he's on his second team already. Bol Bol has just done nothing. You know, it's like, and granted, some of these guys we let go because we didn't want them anymore. But,
because they sucked.
Yeah, but like, you know, you look at some of these guys and they go and it's like, man, you kind of sucked. Aaron Gordon has... Great, good on him. NBA champion.
Respect him. I like Aaron
Found
Gordon.
A role that fits perfectly for him. He's in the perfect role for him. Vooch.
Love old. Him, but
he's
gone.
Old. He's old, you know? And it is what it is now. And the experiment in Chicago did not work. And then Evan, you already said, riding the pine. So I'm just very happy to be a Magic fan right now.
Wait,
I've
never
to
heard
sure
that expression, riding the pine.
Riding the pine, yeah.
I've never heard that expression.
Yeah. You know, it's a
I'm
wood
assuming
bench.
I would say wood bench, yeah.
Oh, I'm glad I
but
could teach
the
you
NBA
something.
But NBA doesn't have that because they're too rich.
Well, yeah, they're chairs, but that
I would
it
say
used
high
to be
school,
pine.
High school.
Yeah.
High school and college, they don't. Oh, college, they don't. But high school, they definitely wrote riding the pine.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I just wanted to share that, though. I'm very happy with this team. Thankful to be a fan right now. And I think that's kind of it. Yeah, we can wrap things up. We're at 45 minutes here.
Let's do a quick shout out, real quick. Nerdy Nuts.
Yeah, I got creme brulee in the other room.
Oh, let me go look.
It's on the kitchen table in a box. You can't miss it. But I guess where we are in sales, they give out a free jar. So on my doorstep the other day was a new flavor. Creme brulee is said flavor. You couldn't find it on the kitchen table? It's in a giant cardboard box.
I thought you said kitchen counter. One second.
You got my snickerdoodle? I bought snickerdoodle myself because I liked the snickerdoodle flavor. Thought it would pair well with some apples, which I say every time because I like apples. But I'm trying to look because they sent me another jar today, actually. I don't think you know that, Mike. I haven't told you yet, but I was sent white chocolate peppermint peanut butter. Dude, the table where I eat at, there's a cardboard box. It says Nerdy Nuts on it. My goodness. I have to babysit this guy.
My ass is looking for the actual container.
You want? I have a box opener.
Screw that.
Okay, he's just going to rip it open, so. What do we got here?
Well, you already said it. It's the creme brulee. Nice. With a panda bear on it. White Ouch. Chocolate peanut butter, caramel sauce, and creme brulee cordials.
I think it would be interesting. Do you do anything else? No, just the...
Oh, you got a little trading card?
Yeah, but these are free. These are free because we sold so many. Thanks to you guys buying them. we've sold so many that I don't know if you heard me in the other room. We're getting another jar.
Another free jar?
White chocolate peppermint peanut butter.
Nice.
I'm intrigued for that one too. So we'll have to maybe make a video and post it on our social.
Hey, maybe get some interaction. Who knows?
Actually, I think I'm not even supposed to say that the creme brulee is here yet. They accidentally sent it early. So you guys are getting a sneak peek of the creme brulee. But holidays are around the corner. Christmas lists are non-existent anymore. People just send their Amazon wish lists or just text you, say, hey, this is what I want. If you don't know what to get someone, you're going to a White Elephant, you're doing something.
This is actually a very good gift for White Elephant.
Yeah, just get a jar of Nerdy Nuts, use code DIMES10 at checkout, you get 10% off, and try some funky peanut butters. I mean...
And if you don't like peanut butter, there's almond butter too. So
there is almond butter too. They have the peanut butter spoon, which is an extra long spoon to help scoop the bottom of the jar, which is honestly good for just people who like peanut butter. So yeah, if you haven't already, go check them out, nerdynuts.com. They drop new flavors every Wednesday, and they are available in the store that following Sunday. So again, DIMES10 is the promo code. That'll get you 10% off your purchase at nerdynuts.com. So, Mike, I think that's it for us. You got anything else you want to say?
Nope, I just got a little message real quick at the end. So.
And I got a message too, so I'll tack it on. I'll go first since you were always last. So
fair enough.
For episode 102 of Dimes on Duval, presented by Nerdy Nuts, he is Mike Yazji. I am Keith Manzi, signing off, and we will catch you next time. Okay, my note here. The only Florida State teams to win at Clemson and Florida in the same year. 1999, 2013, 2023.
Two of those ended with the national championship.
Very interesting.
My message, win and you're in. Go Noles.
Go Noles.